So it's day two. I'm into day two already, Samantha, and I'm doing so, so good. Even though it's not really day two, it really is more day one because day one didn't go as planned, right? I've launched no snacks at work.
Yeah, I bet that's going well.
Well, I had to reset. I had to set it back. I had to go back in time, start it again.
Really? Because day one, snacked.
Day one, I snacked.
At work.
Two snacks at work, right?
So what is the underlying current of not snacking at work?
I'm just trying to not snack at work, right? So I can be healthier.
Okay.
Right? So today I didn't buy a donut and I had immediate regrets as I walked away. Immediate regrets. Immediate.
I'm sure you did. Bye, Sprinkle Donut. See you later. Lisa, don't leave without me.
Lisa loves you, right?
I love you too, Lisa.
Right? And then there, in my mind, there was like some music, like some, wah. It's like Billie Eilish playing, "What Was I Made For?"
Yes, you were made for donuts. Right? Why should you ever be separated?
Right?
Oh my God.
And then I separate, and now I'm trying to separate myself from the donuts because I'm trying not to snack at work.
That's a dumb diet.
Well, I didn't bring it home. It's not a not snack at home diet, just not snack at work.
Even better. Even better. Love it. So you only punish yourself at work where really that's where you need your snack because they uplift you.
I know, but I'm trying to not do snacks at work.
Got it.
Right?
Got
it. The donut. What was I made for? I don't belong here. I belong in your purse. Why didn't you buy me? That's the life I'm living right now.
That is the life. Oh, God. Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa.
What was I made for? She left without buying her everyday donut. She thinks that I'm the problem. It could be wine and snacks.
Yes. Oh my God. All right.
Okay. But
stop.
But I have a shout out. I have a shout out and it's important and I don't want to miss out on it.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
want to not shout out this.
Shout.
You don't even know about this.
No, I don't.
Right? I didn't tell anybody. Ready? You ready for this? Da-na-na-na. Here we go. Uh-huh. Shout out. Biggest shout out ever to my top button on my favorite black pants. They got my back. They're still holding it all together, even though they're not happy to be doing so. I wanted to shout out that button.
We're shouting out an inanimate object.
I'm shouting out the button on my pants that will still do up. Even though it's not really excited to be doing that.
Yes, because it just reminds you of all the wine and snacks and donuts you've consumed.
Right. But here's the thing. What do you do when your pants fit you just fine everywhere else but there? You ask that button to go the distance.
You ask the button to go the distance.
Right.
Or you get an elastic band, you loop it through the hole and loop it around the button. And boom, you still have pants.
Because you got a little space.
You got a little space.
Right? Because I promised that button. You got my back. I got you. I am trying to eliminate snacks at work to help you.
I feel like this will not work for you.
Well, I don't know, but I felt I needed to shout out that button. Right? And again, the pants were brand new spanky washed pants.
Oh, that is your downfall.
Yeah, you know what? No, you know what my downfall is? It's panties. It's underwear. Everything fits better without an underwear on.
Oh my God.
I didn't do it. I'm not saying I did it. I'm not a monster.
Lisa, There are some things the friends of the podcast do, and myself included, not need to know about you.
I am wearing underwear. I wear them. I'm just saying, if you were to put your pants on without them and go commando, it's an extra layer that you don't have to account for. And I feel that that's all that that button needs, but I know it's not right.
I know, don't know if that's necessary.
It's not necessary. But in Call my me. Heart, in the perfect world, it would be fine.
Okay.
And we just wouldn't have been raised wearing panties.
True. Very, we very true.
Put on our pants and off we go.
Put on those pants.
Then our dry skin wouldn't just be on the legs of your pants. It would be everywhere.
It's so gross.
Well, hi. Welcome to winter.
Wow.
Right? Everything, yes. Right? We're just flaky and yucky.
Is it not time to figure that out? Because spring will be here. It'll be like weeks from now that we'll have to start thinking about.
I know, we got to start thinking about it, right?
Bearing a leg
and not looking so. Because when we're dry, we look older. Hey, our skin looks older. Right, it looks like nanny skin, like granny skin. Hey? We don't want. It's fine in the winter. We're in sleeves, right? But we don't.
Everything's
want that.
Covered.
We don't want that shit. Once we're in, like, I don't know. I don't even know what we wear anymore in the summer. What do we wear?
Oh, who knows?
I wear a capri that you hate. I know. For the last 15 years, you're like, yeah, they're so out of style. Odd that they're always on sale everywhere. And you wear your blue jeans rolled up one bit higher.
Pretty much.
Right? It's weird.
I don't know. Hey, whatever, Lisa.
I got one more thing to share.
Oh, God.
Because last week you said, fuck the formalities, right? So I don't need to care about your week. You don't need to care about my week, right?
Lisa, it's over. We're done with that.
We're
now.
Done with that, right? It's the change, friends of the podcast. We don't care about each other's weeks anymore. That's how things go, right? Remember when we used to like the same TV shows?
Yeah.
This is just one more little clog in the chain, right? And now they don't even care about how they're doing. Nah, we don't care.
Yeah. We don't.
If you need me to know something, I'm assuming you'll tell me. Right? Okay. There's a new Instagram account out.
Uh-huh.
And it's not ours. You know who it belongs to? The Snackolator.
And what does the Snackolator do?
It shows you wonderful snacks. From like fast food snacks.
Uh-huh.
I'm a little drooly today.
Uh-huh.
From fast food snacks to like little donut snacks, just snacks.
Oh,
snacks. Look it up. Snack it later.
Okay, but is that the IG account you should be looking at when you're trying to like not snack?
I'm living vicariously through them.
I think this is contributing to your downfall.
You think so? 2 days in? But today I didn't snack. I had a good day today. I had no snacks. Uh-huh.
But your heart is sad.
My heart was sad.
My
heart was sad. I had a sad heart today.
And is it really, really that horrible for you to have a snack at work?
I don't know. Does the world want to deal with a heartbroken Lisa?
No.
I feel Lisa's meant to be happy. And
I've dealt with many versions of you. And at some point, I think a heartbroken Lisa becomes a whiny Lisa. And I have dealt with that Lisa before.
Right?
And I'm like, just get the fucking donut. Okay?
Just get the donut. Get the donut. Matter of fact, I got the donut for you. I got here. Look at it. It's a donut. Eat the donut.
Eat the fucking donut.
Right. So we'll see, Samantha.
Okay. So we all need to check out Snackolator.
Snackolator. Check it out.
Snackolator.
Check it out.
All right, we'll do
but
that.
I am a little bit curious just to know how your week's been.
Why?
Well, I don't know because I care because I'm the caring friend in this relationship. I'm the one who gives a shit. I'm the one who goes an extra mile and asks a question.
Oh, please.
Right?
Please.
Right? Always, yeah. Samantha, top of mind. How's she doing?
Like I'm Saturday, doing great, Lisa.
On Saturday, you went missing on Saturday.
I did. Oh,
almost sent an SOS out to your boyfriend and then to your mom because you hadn't been on Instagram or Facebook since the day before.
I be off of social media. How dare I?
Well, usually you tell people, have the common courtesy to let people know. And then you weren't answering your texts.
And I was out and about running errands, Lisa.
Well, I know, but like it's odd that you didn't get up in the morning and check something. I'm like, she'd die in her sleep. Where's she go? She move away?
Oh my God. Yes, what I moved happened? Away and I forgot to tell you.
What happened, right? Well, we wouldn't know. I couldn't even get in the car to come find you because I don't know where you are. Right? Right?
Yes. Okay. Week's been good. How about you?
Good. It's been good too. Been good.
This is why we don't bother with it anymore, Lisa.
Right? Because there's nothing exciting going on.
Nope, not really.
However, on our Facebook page, I feel we need to go here again.
Why?
I feel we need to revisit, because I think it became an issue that we didn't realize it was going to become a topic. And now I think it's a topic. I think we need to revisit using the bathroom water as water.
Okay. So it is water, just to clarify.
I get, but it's dirty, right? Stinky, germy water.
It's not dirty, stinky, germy water. Wash your hands. After going to the bathroom, you wash your hands with that water.
And soap.
Right?
Which gets rid of the germy stinkiness.
It's not.
It lives. That the water that lives
comes from the water that comes from your sink is the same water that comes out of the bathroom tap.
True enough. But here's the difference, Samantha. The water that comes out of my kitchen sink is living in an environment of delicious smelling goods. The water that lives in my bathroom is living in nastiness sometimes.
The nastiness of what, Lisa?
Well, of number twos. Sometimes of number twos. Right? If people aren't clean, maybe of just dirtiness.
Oh my God.
Right?
Sometimes people have to use a bathroom sink and the tap to drink some water.
There were people on my side that were agreeing, saying it was your boyfriend who said he was not doing laundry. He was doing dishes in his sink.
In the basement, yes.
In a bathroom. Okay. No.
Because a sink is a sink.
A sink is not a sink.
There's a sink is a sink.
Then they would all look like the kitchen sink.
Oh my God.
They would all look like a kitchen sink if they were meant to be sink.
Oh my God. Yes, Lisa. But if this is just a you thing, okay? It's just a you thing. It's just a you thing.
I feel.
Yeah.
Are you slurping water from the bathroom?
No, I'm not.
Oh, so it's a you thing too.
Why are you not? Because I don't really care.
Really? Like you wake up in the middle of the night and you're thirsty, you go into the kitchen, you go into the bathroom.
I'm going to the kitchen.
Right.
But oh my God, seriously, why do you have this weird need to always have your point be the most right point there is?
I'm just saying that you can't live
in a world with a second opinion or a different opinion than yourself.
They can be different. They just need to be thoroughly thought through.
Thoroughly thought through.
Right?
There's nothing wrong with the bathroom sink.
Why don't you use it then?
Because I have a kitchen sink.
I've just given you reasons why I don't use it. Okay. You have no reasons. It means there's something deeper rooted in you.
No, there's not, because I don't care.
You just don't
use it. But no, I'm not using my bathroom sink as a sink to wash my dishes, because that's what my two steps away from me kitchen sink is all about.
Right. And if you're thirsty in the middle of the night, so parched.
I'm going to my fridge where my water is.
Right, as opposed to just a quick refill in the can. I feel you and I are on the same page here.
Oh my God, you're so weird about stuff.
I'm just saying, right? It's kind of my weird season, right? Because we're moving into spring and summer.
Yes, and all of a sudden she's reawakened to the strange vibes of the world.
I don't do so bad through the fall and the winter, but... Right. When spring and summer come, right, things start changing.
Yeah. You're like a bear. You live dormant for a smidge.
Right. And then I'm like, whoa, what's going on here?
It's too bad we can't knock you back.
You can't knock me back. Right. Right. I'm out and about now.
Out and about.
Out and about. Out and about.
Okay. So we all, well, you and I watched the Oscars.
We invested the time.
Apparently, they had really good viewing. So apparently, a lot of people watched the Oscars.
Apparently, it was like their highest rating in the last 4 years.
Yes. So I just want to point out that parts of it were extremely boring. And I was distracted and I may have been on my phone at one point. But the good moments... Where John Cena, when he walked out naked.
Right? That boy will do anything for a laugh.
Oh my God. Costumes are so important. Yes. Yes, they are, John. Oh my God. That was fucking hilarious.
John Cena.
It's good. Like, that was really good.
It was
for
good.
Him.
It was good.
That was a good moment for him.
It was good.
And then, oh my God, Ryan Gosling's performance of Just Ken.
Oh, thank God.
It was fantastical.
Yeah.
Broadway-licious.
Bigger than life.
Oh my God, it was delightful.
Right? And did you realize when they were doing it that it was like an homage to Marilyn Monroe?
No, I didn't until I saw it on TikTok and I'm like, fart, it is too. It
totally is. Like, they were dressed in, like, the men were dressed like those, like, mm-hmm. or I guess to Madonna, living in a material world.
Yeah.
Right? Same thing, hey?
Yeah.
The best, the best.
Okay, but the worst was the ending.
Yeah, but I don't think it was. They said, he said
that. I know.
It was all awkward.
But there was time. They had time.
They had time.
To read out the 10 nominees.
Right. But okay. But they've been doing it all night long. Do people care to hear it again?
I don't know. He just looked like an awkward, awkward old man on
stage. Disheveled. Very disheveled.
Yeah. In
like
his
in his tuxedo.
And in his black support running shoe.
Right. I guarantee you, I couldn't tell. Was it Velcro? I'm sure. Because he must be in his Velcro years. Right? I think it was.
Oh my God.
I don't know. To me, there was three best moments. Best things. Okay. Number one, it started an hour early. That's why the ratings are up.
Yeah.
It started an hour early. Okay. Number two, Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
Number three, that dog peeing on Matt Damon's star.
That was good at the end.
That was really good at the end. Because Jimmy Kimmel and Matt Damon have that funny friendship fighting thing, right?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty priceless. It was awkward. It was an awkward Oscars.
It was awkward. That apparently the supporting an actor, the nominees for that, like the people who came out who had won it previously and were talking about the nominees, that was new for this year. And
why do I think I saw it last
year? No, it was new for this year. And apparently the people that were nominated loved it. Oh, they loved it when they spoke. And I'm like, it was really boring for the rest of us. And it took too long.
This was the Oscars that really could have been 2 hours.
Yeah, they could have crunched it down.
They could have crunched it down. I felt so too. Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Jimmy, I have a beef with him. I shake my head about him.
Okay. What are you shaking your head at?
It was the beginning was boring. Mm. I was expecting a very big opening from Jimmy Kimmel and I got nothing. And I shake my head at that. And I'm like,
I think the problem, Smith, you gotta cut him some slack. I think the problem this year is that it started with Joe Coy, that was a train wreck. And then it went to Chelsea Handler, who did better.
Yes.
And then I don't know who else did other shit. Not sure.
I can't remember.
Exactly. Right. So I think that everybody, I think it was a tough, tough gig this year.
Yeah. But he's done lots of cool homages and spoofs on some of the movies. That's what I was waiting for. And he did nothing.
He just did that one at the beginning, right?
It was boring with Barbie, like boring.
Right. Like, bring back Billy Crystal if we're going to do this.
Oh my God.
People. Right. Because we need like some jazz, right? We need some stuff.
What
the problem was, is you know what? The Oscars weren't Oscar worthy. It wasn't an Oscar worthy event.
It wasn't spectacular.
It wasn't spectacular.
And I think they could have had a musical number at the beginning.
Oh yeah, probably.
Something. Right? Yeah. Something to do with the 10 nominated movies.
Right.
Something. To make it like, you know, snappy.
Kind of snappy. When Kelly and Mark opened up their show, it was with "Do My Little Bootang," right? Like, so you're like, "Hey!"
They did spoofs of like different movies and stuff. Right?
They put more work in than the Oscars put in.
Oh my God! But speaking of that, did you see what Kelly was dressed in?
Yeah,
at the Oscars.
Yeah,
they looked phenomenal. Those two.
But again, Mark is awkward outside of the studio.
I thought he was a bit better.
Not a bit better.
No, I thought he was
awkward
okay.
when he was with their show, the Oscar part two, awkward. I think he just likes to be, I think he feels when he's at the studio, he's like the man.
Yeah, the man.
Right? He feels he's the man.
Yeah, but I think Kelly always covers up really well. Like she does. Because she's so good at this. Yeah. But her dress, like her whole
she looked look awesome.
For the Oscars, that dress was killer. Yeah, I don't know how she chose it, if somebody else chose it for her.
But it was like good. It was good. It was awesome. Overall, I'm going to say it's a thumbs down Oscars.
They only
look at, I can do a thumbs down this week.
Oh, look at that.
Can I point?
So Naked
with
Man.
1 point. Why can I do this week and I couldn't do this last week? Look at, I'm pointing at you. Even down here.
There you go.
Whoa.
But I just think it's odd that the only thing I found interesting was the Naked Man Ryan Gosling as Ken.
Yeah. So. That was the best part ever. best part ever was Ken, right? Just Ken.
Ken.
I love it. So I love him so much in that. Okay. Oscars, got to put you behind now.
Bye.
I read an article. I read a weird article in the People magazine.
Uh-huh.
It was about a bunch of people, like, I don't know, like 31 people, some kids, some adults.
Oh.
Who died because they ate sea turtle meat. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Just say it. What the fuck? Repeat after me. What the fuck?
Why would they eat? Why are we eating sea turtle? Is that a thing?
I don't know. It shouldn't be. Is a turtle like they have like 100 years worth of garbage and toxins in their body? they're like salmonella lives in them.
Probably.
Ugh. Why are we eating turtles?
Well, I didn't think we could eat sea turtles. Aren't they like?
I don't get to use a straw because of a turtle.
Sea turtle.
But yet somebody someplace can eat the turtle?
They kill it and eat it. That seems wrong.
But yet straws are their biggest enemy.
You know what's really funny? Is that we find someone eating a sea turtle wrong, but we're totally okay with killing a chicken, a lamb, a goat, a beef.
Yeah, but here's the difference. I knew you were going to go there. Here's the difference. No. Just because it's born doesn't mean we need to eat everything.
Okay.
Right? Not everything needs to be eaten.
Some are pets.
Right? Like, I don't know if it... I don't know.
It came to my mind and I'm like, so we're sad that they ate sea turtle because it's a sea turtle.
No, I think but we're sad totally... that people died.
Well, okay, we're sad that 31... I mean, but why would you be eating...
Right, you can't blame the kids, but you can blame the kids' parents.
Well, I'm just wondering why you would think eating sea turtle is a good idea.
And I don't remember. I didn't eat it. I didn't read enough of it to know whereabouts they ate the turtle.
Ugh.
I don't think it was in Saskatoon.
I hope not, because where are you getting that from?
But people... But that's my whole thing, is that I'm not saying that cows are right or chickens are right or lambs are right. I don't know. I don't know what animal is right. It seems like I don't know how the world decided what animals we could eat, but I just don't think every animal should be eaten.
No. I think sea turtles just basically they're swimming around and having, you know, a good time.
Right? Like do we eat dolphin?
Oh.
Probably. They have this new probably dolphin soup or something.
Yeah, somewhere somehow somebody's carving up a dolphin for no good reason.
Sometimes, you know. Sometimes they're thinking like, I love meat and chicken and steak.
Yeah.
And don't ever want to give it up. But sometimes I get it. Right. And then somebody once said, oh, if it has a cute little face, you shouldn't eat it. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm okay with that. Because turtle has a cute little face.
Yeah. But so does a cow and a goat and a lamb and a chicken and a rabbit.
Right. But not a snake. Feel free to eat snakes.
Yeah, feel free to eat a snake.
Go ahead. Eat the snakes. You want a snake? Eat the snakes.
Oh, my gosh.
There's lots of those in places.
Yeah, okay. So basically, someone has learned their lesson, and we will all not eat a sea turtle.
Thou shalt not eat sea turtles.
Yeah, because you die.
Right?
So that's bad.
And they're extinct, and they're protected.
Right? Right? I thought,
the world has gone to great lengths to take care of the turtle.
Well, maybe that's why they were eating it, because it was a delicacy somewhere.
I don't know. Remember when a straw was a delicacy in Canada? Right? Pure delicacy now a straw is, right?
Yeah. If you get that plastic, hang on to it.
Because it's super extinct. They're extinct and they're a delicacy.
Oh, my God.
Right? Somebody's going to at me on that, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
I'm just joking, people.
We're kidding.
Not really. Not really.
Yeah.
I'm shaking my head at some.
I'm
shaking my head. Kind of, it always goes back to a public washroom on a bad day, right? I'm shaking my head at people who throw paper towel on the ground because the public washroom bathroom is full. Why? Again, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Why are you throwing it on the ground?
Like, have you never gone into a public washroom and just seen paper towel on the ground?
Yes, because people are horrible human beings.
What makes us think that that's where it goes?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know what you do if it's full. Uh-huh. What do you do? That's a conundrum.
That is a conundrum.
Conundrum right there, Samantha. What do you do? Wash your hands and let it fall on the floor, or choose to not wash your hands that time and don't add to the mess?
Or do you go to somebody and say, hey, someone should check out your washroom?
Well, say there's nobody. Say you can't find us somebody.
Then I guess you're throwing it on the floor.
Would you rather throw it on the floor or go without washing?
I would rather throw it on the floor.
Well, I'd go without washing.
I know, because you're gross. I knew that would be your answer, because totally. You're gross. You're totally gross.
Because I have manners. No, and you're that gross. Only affects me.
No.
Only that affects me.
Really? Because your dirty, gross, disgusting, pee-laden hand is now touching the doorknob.
I'm sorry.
And everything else in your way.
I don't know how you pee with your vagina, but I don't get pee on my hands, right? My vagina doesn't work like that. You apparently have a different working vagina than me.
No, I do not have a different vagina. I have a working vagina, thank you. Right? And I'm just saying, because you're gross on a good day. Ow, these fingers aren't dirty, even though they're disgusting.
They're my fingers.
Uh-huh. Right? That touch everything around her.
But they don't throw garbage on the ground.
You've always been a little bit gross that way. You realize that about yourself, right?
Gross.
Yes, you're always a little bit gross. Because
I go and I use my hand sanitizer that you don't even know about.
Oh, sure. Add that in later.
I'm perfectly fine on my grossness.
I know. Fine. I know. You and your...
Right? COVID didn't
commando
stop.
Commando wearing pants.
No. I do not go commando. There's no commando happening. I'm just saying, if you lived in a world where you could commando... Why wouldn't you commando and feel more comfortable in your pants?
Who's going to know if you don't wear underwear, Lisa? Unless, well, of course, you tell the world, because
you know you were raised to not go commando unless it's bedtime, because then things need to breathe. If I may quote things every mother in the 1970s as their little girls put on their nightie.
They need to breathe.
Right?
Right.
It was a Gen X theory.
It's a lovely theory.
Right? So I don't go commando. Don't pin this on me. I don't go commando. How do we know you don't go commando? We don't know anything about anybody that way.
That's right. And let's keep it that way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, I got a story.
Some shit you don't need to know.
Right? How about don't you dare?
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare, right? You're all just hoping that every time you try on a pair of pants in a store, they abided by the thou shalt wear underwear rule. Oh,
gross.
And when they try on a bathing suit, they kept the little protector there.
That is so, stop talking.
I'm just saying.
So gross.
It's just part of life.
I know.
It's out there in society. Okay, I got to share a story.
Okay.
Last week, years old, when I learned that I actually drive over a bridge to go to work.
Oh my God. And I will say it again.
And that the bridge has water.
To hear. Oh, and the bridge has water. Oh my God. How do you live? How do you function day in and day out?
Well,
how
I must.
How do you stay intact as a human being?
I must say, this one stumped me.
How long have you been driving this way? And you just figured this out last week?
I didn't figure it out. I was having a conversation with my boss. And I don't know how it came up in conversation, but it did. And I said to my boss, I'm like, no. I don't drive over a bridge to get to work. She's like, yeah, you do. I'm like, no, I don't. Yeah, you do. And it was very like, very, very on point. I'm like, no, I don't. She's like, you do.
Yeah. You do.
And then I was explaining to her how I get there. I said, and I go this way, and then I go towards the left, and then I go this way, and then there's a little this way, and then I turn onto the road that kind of is near the near where work is. And she's like, yeah, so you've gone over a bridge. I'm like, there's no bridge.
Yes, there
is. She's like, you don't see the water? There's definitely no water. Totally no water.
Don't pull my
leg. How did I not know this?
How did you, Lisa, you can't get from where you live to where you work without crossing a bridge.
So I learned.
Because of the river.
I felt really confident that I was right. And she was a little cray. So the next morning, driving to work, Mike's like, because of course I asked Mike, because she sent me a message saying, can you just read this to Mike? Dear Mike, can you please point out to Lisa where the bridge and the water are on your way to work? So he did. So then I took a picture of the bridge and I'm like, apparently there's a bridge with water. Now I see it every day. I never noticed.
Oh my God.
Never.
That's the problem, is that you don't notice shit. Nothing. You don't notice shit.
I don't pay attention to my surroundings.
No, you don't.
So if anybody ever walks into traffic, it's going to be me. If anybody gets kidnapped randomly, it's going to be me. I'd be like, oh shit, what do you mean? I thought you said you had a cat in the back of the truck. I just wanted to see the cat.
Because most likely, you were on your phone.
Probably.
The whole time, every time you crossed the bridge, you were on your phone and didn't notice that the road went over a bridge.
Never. I was so certain. So certain. So certain. I was like,
how the hell do you function as an adult?
And then another lady who works with us, she's like, no, you definitely do. I used to live in your neighborhood. I'm like, no, we don't.
And then they wonder about you. Right?
That's what Mike said. Mike's like, you're probably the office meme now and you don't even know about it.
Oh my God, he's totally right. You probably are.
Totally the office dum-dum right here.
Oh my God.
Right? I don't know these things.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know
Lisa,
these things.
Don't.
I did. And, you know, you don't always want to look stupid in front of your boss.
Oh, that's so unfortunate for you.
Well, I should be used to it by now, right? I live my life in like with a little, you know how Pigpen always had like that little puff of dirt? Yeah. I have like a puff of stupidity around me.
Oh, constantly like, following
constantly
you.
Constantly just following me. And I'm like, oh, really? I would not have seen that coming.
Huh. Yeah.
Apparently there is a bridge with water.
You know what it is? I will say this. You had great conviction in, no, I don't.
Oh, I was totally. I thought she was crazy. Totally convicted.
So you were like fully, no, I'm right.
Totally was right.
And it was only until you were, it was pointed out to you.
Right? Till I saw the proof.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally thought I was right. Totally thought I was right.
Awesome.
I don't know. How do these things happen to me?
I'm not really sure.
But you're right. Sometimes you're right to worry and wonder how I live my life. It's a fair. It's fair. It's totally fair.
That is totally fair. Okay. So I do need to know, do you think your food in the fridge ever smells like fridge?
Oh. Like we put in like, we have that, what is it? The Cow Brand baking soda?
Right.
Why is it called Cow Brand?
I don't know.
Like, why is it like, what's the cow have to do with the bacon?
I have no idea.
Is it a cow product?
Weird. Baking soda. I don't know.
I don't know. Does it come? Maybe. I wonder what the link is.
I don't
know. Even though that's not your question, but now I need to know. I wonder what the link is. Andrea? Andrea would know. Baking soda is a dairy product.
Right. She'll know why.
In the fridge, right? Because why does it go in the fridge?
Well, because it absorbs odor.
I don't know. That one's too big for me.
Okay.
That one's too big for me. But to your question, because
we just discussed your bridge problem. So,
So I can't even.
This is just too much for you.
I don't understand why the cow is brand.
It's part of baking soda.
I don't understand that.
Okay.
I also don't. But then again, I also don't understand why a giant is on my corn either. Right? So there's lots of shit I don't get, Samantha. But sometimes I do think that my food smells like fridge.
Yes.
Right? Like, depending on what you've eaten, right? You put it in, you know, is it your food or is it your drinks are going to smell like fridge?
Your drinks will probably smell like your food.
Right? Yeah.
So like it's not really fridge.
Like, well, but your food's in your fridge.
Yes, but it's not fridge smell. It's food smell.
That's in your fridge. So it's a smell in your fridge. This is me having to be right again.
You know what? Here, well, let's end this.
You always have to make
sure.
Every point. Sure.
Sure. Sure. Let's just end it.
Sure.
Sure.
Sure. Just with a sure. Just sure. Sam's familiar sure. When I used
that's
to
drink, that's my sure with a thumbs up emoji.
Right? And a winky.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Right? Winky, don't be mad. Right? Because we all know winky makes the world a much better place.
Yes. And the thumbs up emoji apparently to everyone other than Gen X is fuck off.
Is a mean old thumb. Mean old thumb. But when I used to drink milk, I remember sometimes thinking that my milk was going to taste like food.
Or fridge, according to you.
Or fridge, right? Because that's where my food is, in the fridge. Yeah.
I mean, it always has that possibility, right? Especially if your food is very stinky.
Yeah. But hopefully if your Cow Brand baking soda is doing its job. Whatever that job is supposed to be. But yet it's funny because don't we sometimes put baking soda in our baking? Because it's baking soda, yet there's no soda or a cow.
No, that's baking powder.
No, you also put baking soda in stuff.
Oh, okay. So this is how much I know about baking.
Right? I think baking soda goes in stuff too, I think.
Oh my God.
But yet there's no soda or there's no cow. I don't know. That's a weird one.
Yeah.
That's a weird one. You know what else is weird, Samantha?
Hmm.
How Gen X kids like ourselves, we never, ever willingly drank water as kids.
Well,
it was total punishment.
We didn't carry around 40-ounce Stanleys with us everywhere.
So it's so, but here's my, but this is where my issue with this whole thing comes in, right? Is that water's been around forever.
Yeah.
We had just as much water as what there is now.
Uh-huh.
And we always knew that it was good for you.
Yeah.
So why now? Why do we care?
Because we don't drink it as much and we're trying to drink more now. And
we didn't drink it.
I don't know,
kids.
Lisa. People are insane. It's like an obsession. It's like a craze. It's a trend. Right? It's been always, it hit the water, carrying water receptacles with you wherever you go.
Right.
Is just, so trendy now.
I'm just a bottle.
Right.
Because I'm not on trend.
I'm Gen X and I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. Right.
I don't care about the environment.
I don't care about the environment. I got a plastic bottle till they take it away. I'll use it. Live or die, man.
Live or die. Okay. I don't know. As kids, when we grew up, we were lucky if we got water out of a hose. Yes, I said it. Water out of a hose.
But it's, if you had had too much pop or something during the day and you'd be like, Mom, can I have another glass of orange Fanta? Your mom would be like, no, have a glass of water. I'm not having water.
Right.
Now we just willingly drink water.
Because we know it's good for us and it supports our whole body ecosystem, whatever.
I don't know. I think it's weird.
I think the water debate, to be honest, the water debate for me is not so much why we didn't drink it, but it's the ridiculousness of how many containers we can have to cart it around.
Why does water need accessories? Right. Why does water need accessories, right?
Why does your water need an accessory?
Well, I showed you a picture of what I ordered for the gift shop. We carry the Stanleys, and now the Stanley comes with its own little pouch that will hold your phone and a credit card and some money. And what did I say to you? I'm going to get these. These will be perfect for the lake.
That's the only reason I would ever want to use it. It's right. At the lake. Because exactly. Everything's with you then.
Right. It's all in its little new compact that fits onto the Stanley.
Because our receptacles are not for water.
Right. Exactly. Right. So if you have a fanny pack, Stanley gets a fanny pack too.
Right.
It's weird.
Oh my God.
It's weird.
My alcoholic Stanley needs.
Yeah. Right. Tell ya. I'll tell you what's going to be 40 ounces in that Stanley this summer. Probably not the H2O.
Not the H2O.
Do you think the H is going to put the H2O in her Stanley? Right? She's going to be so excited to hold two bottles of wine.
Exactly. Right. Right.
She's going to think it's the best.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Right.
We don't have to get up for refills that often then.
Right? We've the just lake's saved, right there
we
to
have
pee.
Shaved off minutes.
Minutes. Extra steps. Probably don't even need a cooler. Right?
Probably can't not.
Oh so my God. Good. Right?
I can't wait. Oh my
always
God.
Looking at ways to improve.
Right? That's what we care about. Generation, all of you.
Right. Generation, all of you. That's what we care about.
That's what we care about.
Right. How many drinks will fit in that Stanley? And how many times do I now not have to get up to go get one?
Right. Oh, yeah. Right? That'd be perfect.
You can fit three. I can fit four.
Oh, my God.
Right. And then it changes how you buy liquor. It changes. If you think about this, if you do your whole lake thing on a Stanley, it changes how you buy your booze, how you buy the Clamatos.
Because before it's
like, okay, well, okay, this many Clamatos in a day. All of a sudden, I can see us panic now saying, Stanley holds four. What are we going to buy? Like only eight? And then we had one drink each. Right?
When you've had four, though.
You've had four, but it doesn't seem like four because it's just been one in your cup.
Because when you start, okay, let's talk about that. Because the chiladas taste like nothing.
Heavenly
and,
nothingness.
And the Clamatos, the Caesars taste like Clamato nothing. Juice,
yep.
Which is nothing.
Yep, nothing.
So really, you're just drinking fizzy just, drinks and juice.
Right, you're just drinking fizzy drinks and juice.
We tried sugar beverages in that hot sun. It did not work out for us.
It was too much.
It was so gross.
It was too much, right?
It was so gross.
Too much, too much.
And the wine was really something that you drank like after
it was like
sundown.
Après.
Yeah.
Après tan.
It was sundown. The mimosas, we did well with the mimosas.
That's before.
Yeah. And then that was tequila, right?
Oh, I don't know what she put in them.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it was. But we downed a whole bottle of tequila too.
Why wouldn't you?
God, we sound bad, hey?
Sound horrible, right?
We sound there could be worse things to do in our age bracket. So.
Yeah, totally, right? Just having a little lighthearted fun.
Okay. I need people, I need companies to stop doing weird shit.
Oh,
yeah, because apparently Campbell's has come out with a limited edition soup that is grilled cheese and tomato soup in a can.
Why do we need to do this? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this?
They needed to experiment, and apparently they ran out of ideas, so they decided to put a grilled cheese and tomato soup in soup form. And if you add water, it tastes more like a tomato soup. If you add milk, it tastes more like a grilled cheese. I'm like,
sounds like vomit.
What's your point?
What's your point? Why can't I have my sandwich and my soup?
Like, why do we have to? Are we that lazy? Are we that lazy that we have to combine them together? Now
it has to be a combo.
We can't toast bread. We can't make a grilled cheese.
I don't got time to watch the soup boil on its own.
Right.
I'm doing a grilled cheese too. I'm too busy. I can't manage.
Oh my God.
Ugh.
I can't even right now.
I won't even.
I don't think we should.
Or should we? I don't want to.
I know. Because then you talk about it. I'm like, why are they doing this? And I'm like, should we taste test it?
Should we taste it? What if it's the best thing and we don't know about?
Ugh. I will hate that.
I need it not to be thick, not too thick.
And they're just ruining because the whole point of a grilled cheese with tomato soup is that you dip the grilled cheese in the tomato soup. It's a dipping soup.
Not a dipping soup. That's not what we do.
Right?
No, not right. I'm not saying right.
Crackers.
Crackers. Different.
So now, Lisa, if you were to try the grilled cheese and tomato soup, are you like putting your 5,100 crackers into that grilled cheese tomato soup?
How much, that's like a bajillion and 2 calories now. And the thickness of wallpaper paste. Right?
Right.
Why are we doing this?
Right? So I'm just, I don't know. Somebody taste test it for us and let us know.
Right? It just seems not necessary.
It just does not seem necessary.
Does not seem necessary.
But like with most new things, we're totally against them until we try them.
Well, I don't like change. So I'm going to have to ask you to do this one. You're going to have to take this one on.
You know what? If I find it, maybe.
Maybe you do it as a TikTok or something like that.
Oh, God.
Right? Just. Is it like a spoon? Is it like how thick?
I'm sure it's depending on how much liquid you add, Lisa.
Right. And then how do you make that decision?
Well, because I'm lazy, so I would do water because it's like really milk.
If you do milk, you got to watch it, right? Ugh. Got to watch it so it doesn't like separate and shit.
It's boring.
That's why they took milk off of the recipe. Remember when we grew up, the recipe used to be half and half, or you could do and milk in your can of soup or tomato soup. Now it's just and water.
Oh.
Because I think it used to curdle or something if you didn't watch it. Huh. It became high maintenance. Hey, when you were a kid, did you ever want to be Tarzan?
I mean, okay.
Like how cool would that have been?
Where I grew up, we did actually have the ability to be Tarzan because we had these bizarre trees in our yard off of Island Road. Yeah. And it was like they had large vines or something.
And so you could swing on them?
You could swing on them.
Nice.
So technically, Lisa, I was Tarzan.
You were Tarzan. That's cool. I always like remember when they had the show Tarzan?
Yeah.
And there was Jane and then there was that monkey?
Yeah.
Like, so I always thought it'd be cool to be Tarzan, right? Just go through the, like just go through the jungle on a vine. So the hate beats walking. It does. Right? The vine's doing all the work.
This is true. Right?
You're just grabbing on, moving to the next one.
Yeah.
So I always thought it would be cool, that Tarzan. I always thought Tarzan was pretty cool. But did he have a superpower? Like, what did he do?
Tarzan did not have a superpower.
So what did he do? He just like lived in his little underwear?
He was just really, really strong and swung from tree to tree.
But no power.
And was able to speak to animals.
That was his power. And or apes. Just the monkey. No, because he spoke to other animals too, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, I don't know, Lisa.
Interesting.
I don't know why you want to be. I have a hard time seeing the beauty.
Swinging? You can't see me. Okay, so here's the thing then. I would have you in front doing your work and I would just be hanging on.
No, I'm not taking you with me.
Yeah. Because it's like Tarzan and Jane, Lisa and Sam.
No.
Yeah.
Nope, you're on your own.
But Tarzan always had Jane or the chimp.
Jane did her own shit.
I don't think Jane did her own shit.
Jane did.
I don't think Jane was doing her own shit. I think she hopped on the vine and rode with Tarzan.
How did a non-realistic scenario land me doing all the work and you doing nothing again?
Right.
Stop being a bossy boss, okay?
Right.
Because you're not the boss of me. I ain't fucking taking you on my vine. Fed for yourself.
Why can't we share vines?
No. I don't like to share. You already know that.
I know that.
You know that about me.
I know, but listen, I feel you're more coordinated, so you're going to be better at driving the vine.
I am not that coordinated. I can guarantee you that I will probably not do well.
I feel you're going to be a better swinger. I feel you can swing better than I can swing.
Okay. I am not doing your work for you.
Okay, but listen.
Just so you're perfectly aware.
I will help.
No,
I will help.
You don't help. That's
one,
the problem.
Yes, because it'd be 1, 2, 3, swing. I would swing.
No.
You're just going to leave me to fend for myself?
Yes. Oh, my God.
What if there's only one vine?
The ape will help you.
What if there's only one vine?
I'm going by. See you later.
You're
going
to leave me just in the forest?
Yeah.
You suck. This is the problem with our friendship. Right? You're not looking out for me.
Oh, I don't got time for you.
You're in. Yes, I'm going to make a swing faster because it's extra weight. Think about that, like on a trapeze. Boom.
Oh, is that it? Yes. Right? And again, love to see you up there on the trapeze. Well, swinging from bar to bar.
I would just be the one sitting on it. You'd be the one hanging off of it.
No.
Yeah. I don't think we would be able to work a trapeze act because I think there's too much equal work in that one.
Yes, there's way too much work for you. You would hate every minute of it.
Right?
Yes.
But I could be a Tarzan.
Congratulations. Go for it.
Second Tarzan.
Let us know how
Tarzan
it goes.
Number two, they would call me.
Tarzan number two.
It'd be like if we're flying a fighter pilot, if we're fighter pilots and we're in the war.
Yeah.
You're driving, I'm in the back seat.
With your bad eyesight, not hitting anything important.
Right. But I'm listening to you. When you say fire, I fire.
Oh my God. So and again, doing all the work.
Yeah, right. But that's how those things are set up, for one person to do all the work.
No.
And why not? Okay, you want me to drive the plane? No. Right. Right. You want me in charge of the vine? No. That's why you end up doing all the work.
Do you want me to?
That's why you end up doing all the work, because deep down, you're a control freak.
No, I'm not. Yes, I just know that you will do it half-assed. You will do a hot job, right, like your husband already knows about
you. Totally will. Totally. And
you'll fuck it up somehow.
I will swing our vine to not hit the other end. We'll not get to the target. We'll fall in the pit of snakes and we'll die. Sorry,
oh my
I tried.
God, now there's a pit of snakes. This is awesome. It gets even better.
Because we're in the jungle.
In the jungle. Right?
The mighty jungle.
All right, Lisa.
Just saying. That's how, way to take my dream of being Tarzan and just squashing it.
You know what? That's, I'm a squasher of dreams.
That you are. That you are, Samantha.
Okay. So now that we have gone through Snowmageddon, we're going through the great melt of 2024.
We're going through the great melt.
The great melt. And apparently, dogs are fussy. So dogs not only are not great in snow, they're even worse when it comes to water.
They will not walk in the water. I sit and Maggie and I were watching the dogs the other night, and we have puddles on our sidewalk. And I watched dog owners literally pick up their dogs and carry them around the puddle.
Oh my God.
Remember in the 80s when dogs didn't mind getting their little feet wet? They come in the house dirty. They didn't care.
Nope, they didn't care.
They're dogs. Right?
I remember we used to have a towel by the door, and if it was gross outside, we would just wipe off the feet of the dog.
Yep, that's all you did.
That's all you did.
Right? As if you're picking up the dog and carrying it over the puddle.
It's a lot of work for the human.
Right? When we had Muffin, and Muffin was a little dog, and Muffin would want to go for a walk if it was too cold, Muffin would expect to go for a carry. No. You got your dumb little coat on, Muffin. And we're out here now. And now I've got my dumb little coat on. And we're standing out here in the winter. Uh-huh. We're either walking or we're going back in. I'm not carrying you. It's not a carry. It's a walk. Right? So I would, like, I couldn't imagine not dragging that dog through the puddle.
Right.
Right. And what goes through that dog's mind to make it stop at the puddle?
The parent or dog owner has taught the dog that puddles are bad.
Puddles are bad. Puddles are bad.
Yeah. Or the owner has like freaked out, don't go in the water.
Right. And then dirty.
Yeah. And that's how the dog has now become an avoider of puddles.
Right. Right. The dog has anxiety over puddles.
Right. We've trained them to have anxiety about puddles.
Right. So we have developed a type of dog that has anxiety issues.
Over seasonal precipitation.
Right. So, awesome. Seems weird, hey?
It does seem a little strange.
We're to blame for that. We've done this to the dogs.
The humans have done this.
Totally, because dogs weren't always like that.
No, they were not. They're just dogs.
So crazy. It's so crazy. Okay, remember how at the beginning I was talking about my snacks?
Yes,
I got to
explain.
I feel I didn't explain why I struggle with it. Of course, I love snacks. That's part of it.
Uh-huh.
But the main part of it is because I don't appreciate being told what to do. So when I institute a new plan, lose a few pounds, the problem is that once I've instituted that, I don't appreciate the fact that I've told myself what to do.
Oh my God. Right? Stop. How do
I feel
you
resentful?
How do you not understand the there's no logic behind that? You've decided, you've made the decision, there is no more snacks. You are now telling me that you're mad at yourself for instituting the no snack diet when it has always been up to you to do. It's your decision.
Lisa don't appreciate being told what to do.
So you talk to yourself in third person. Awesome. You freak.
That's the struggle with this snack diet is Lisa doesn't told what to do.
Don't tell Lisa what to do, right?
Right. Lisa wants a snack. He wants a snack.
Lisa, how dare you tell Lisa not to have a snack?
That's what Lisa feels.
Okay. Right? All right. And then, okay. So let's just pick that apart for half a second. So we've decided you're a little crazy. That's fine. But you decided to take away the one kind of food that you actually like to eat.
I love snacks.
Daily. So what you're trying to do to yourself essentially is starve yourself to death, because the only things that and this is what I've learned about you in the last 20 plus years, is that your food needs to become small. You like micro food. Right. You like little bits of food spread out. You don't like it all clumped together and it's too big. And I hate that.
It's overwhelming.
I have never understood why you only like to have snacks, but I think the world and hopefully your husband has given up trying to get you to eat like a full meal. And I'm like, snack away. As long as you keep eating, whatever. I don't give a fuck what you do. But now you're upset with yourself because you have made the rules that you are no longer going to snack.
Now I feel like I've punished myself for doing something bad, and I haven't been bad. I've just had some snacks. Snacks aren't bad.
You need to have another talk with yourself. You need to get that committee together. All the people lined up, right? Five faces of Lisa.
Right.
And you need to get them lined up, talk to the committee, okay? And get them to agree. We got to bring snacks back.
We got to bring snacks back. All in favor. Snacks back, right? Because here's the thing, Samantha. There's a better chance I won't eat snacks if I'm not being told I can't eat snacks.
Right. And just remember, it's a committee of five. You only need three votes to get those snacks back.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Even so the other two personalities that you have don't need to agree with the other three.
Doesn't have to be unanimous.
No. So just, you know, there's hope.
I'm just saying.
You will get your snacks
hope
back.
Clause. There it is. Right. That I'll get snacks back. Right.
And then you can be like, oh, I got snacks back. And then you can decide, I don't need a snack right now.
And then I might decide snacks are bad again.
And now you get to have that control yourself. You are now deciding if you need a snack or not.
As opposed to somebody else telling me I can't
have a snack. As opposed to the five people that talk to you.
Right.
Right. Right.
That's all I thought. I was bitter because I'm like, I was bitter all day today because I'm like, I can't have snacks.
Because I've told myself.
Told myself the snacks are bad and that I need to give up snacks.
And then you got mad at yourself.
I'm mad at myself. But only work snacks. I did come home and have a piece of cake.
But I do believe you did reference to the fact that this no snack rule only applies at work.
It's only at work snacks. Only at work snacks. Only between 8 and 4. No snack. I can't tackle home. I can't tackle all hours of the day. I'm not that strong yet.
Oh my God.
Right? So thanks.
Thanks
for understanding.
I hope the vote goes in your favor.
Oh, fingers crossed, right? Because it'd be nice to get a donut tomorrow when I get my coffee.
Right.
Right.
Because you don't need that donut going,
right?
Lisa, right? Where are you, my little donut lover?
Where are you, right? Right? What am I made for? Right?
We don't need that happening.
I just look at the donut and it just is a teardrop almost.
Yeah. Like, don't. Yeah.
Like, how unfair is that?
So unfair.
All a sprinkled donut ever has done is brought me joy.
And there's nothing wrong with joy, Lisa.
You're supposed to have a little bit of joy, man.
Right?
Right? You're supposed to have joy.
Don't have, it's okay.
You got to have joy.
The committee is going to figure it out for you.
I think I'll keep you posted, friends of the podcast.
Oh my God.
Snacks.
Uh-huh. Oh my God. Okay. So I was doing some late swiping on my social media.
Oh.
when I came across an article that I was like, no, that's disgusting. A man had had severe migraines.
Oh, I already feel sick.
And he went to go get it checked out, right? Because they were just painful, like just debilitating, right? Okay.
Like migraines and, are.
Yeah. And they took, you know, shots of his head and did the CT scan or whatever the hell they do to figure that out. Yeah. And they found worm eggs in his brain.
Oh, how do you get worm eggs in your brain?
I'm not, apparently it has.
I want to know.
They, apparently from undercooked bacon.
Why are you having undercooked bacon?
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Apparently.
It's three what the fucks today. We've had in this episode. This podcast, we're at three what the fucks.
Because why would you eat undercooked bacon? That's disgusting. Because it's just chewiness. But now they're trying to ruin bacon. I mean, that seems rude.
You know what? We don't need the idiots of the world to ruin bacon.
We don't need anyone to ruin bacon. That's wrong. Bacon, but like, I'm putting it out there to the world. Cook your bacon.
Didn't people used to say that if you ate raw potatoes, you got worms too?
Oh, jeez.
But I don't know if it was like head worms.
I don't think it was head worms. I don't know. They found wormed eggs in his noggin. And I'm like, that's delightful.
I think that's disgusting. Last night, Mike and I like to watch Dr. Pol, right? You know that
veterinary show? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there was a little dog and he had a swollen eye.
Oh.
So they thought, oh, maybe he's got an infection. Maybe he had a cut. No. He had a little egg in his eye, in his cheek, like a little larva.
Oh.
He's something moving and they plucked it out.
Oh.
Just fine now. Why do we get, why are eggs laying in us? How is this happening? What the fuck?
Gross.
It's for what the fucks. Oh my God. Why is this happening? Why? Ew.
I don't know. I don't know. Blech. Okay, let's not talk. All of a sudden I'm itchy.
I know, right? Look at me. I'm scratching my head.
Okay.
Okay, but this is serious. And then, right? I hear things and I come across things. And then sometimes I'm like, I need to find out if this affects us because I don't know for sure. I keep seeing all these ads for pelvic floor problems. Samantha, you and I, do we got pelvic floor problems?
Well, we pee a little, so maybe.
Do we have pelvic floor problems?
We have menopausal incontinence, so that's delightful.
Right, that is delightful.
It's just one of the...
In layman's terms, Samantha, what does that mean?
You just pee a little.
We pee a little.
Pee a little. We pee a little when you cough. If you don't go to the bathroom when you feel you have to go to the bathroom.
You're going to pee a little.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad.
Bad news. bad news. Because your bladder knows it needs to speed up as you approach the door. Ooh,
So yeah, I guess we do have some pelvic floor problems. We can't blame ours on having kids because we didn't have any.
We did not have babies.
No, we did not have bibes.
We have pelvic floors.
We do have pelvic
floors. And they're having problems.
Totally. I don't know. It's rude. Everything about what happens to us as we get older is just fucking
everything
rude.
That starts when you get younger is rude too. It's just rude.
It's so rude,
right?
It's so fucking rude. And I'm like, why don't men have problems?
I don't know.
That's my thing. We get our periods.
They didn't eat the apple.
We get our periods. It hurts. And it's uncomfortable. And it's just, you know, and it's just like, bleh.
Yeah.
You know, and I get it's natural, whatever, guys. Whatever. But still, it's a pain in the ass.
And now we pee. A little.
Maybe we don't have our periods anymore, but we pee.
You know what? One has to go. Tough. Right? Would you rather? I don't know.
I don't know.
I have not been happy for a while with menopausal pee problems.
MPP. Oh my God. Right? Oh, MPP. Yeah. Oh, okay. Like, just stop.
Like, enough.
And the thing is that.
And it doesn't end. Menopausal pee problems don't end until you just give it up and just get the diaper.
No, they can, eventually they hopefully go away.
They don't, because then you're 75 peeing in a pull-up. That's where it goes.
Oh, gross.
Next, right now, we are at our best in our elderly years.
I'll tell you right now, my parents are turning 80 this year. My dad first in June and then my mother. Yeah. And they're not peeing into a diaper, Lisa. Well, so
they might be the anomaly.
They're still capable of going to the bathroom.
Well, they might be the anomaly. I don't to hold out hope so. To be like Sheila and Larry.
Oh my God.
I am just saying.
Okay. Well, I think we need to talk about Facebook Tuesday.
Oh.
Because you did something interesting. I think it was because you watched the Oscars. You asked people to kick a famous movie, a famous Oscar nominated. Was Oscar nominated or just movies?
Movie. It was the winner. Oscar.
The winner.
Winner.
Winner. Best to the curb.
Winner.
And, well, apparently, according to some people, Rocky is not a favorite.
Not a favorite yet. It's amazing.
And everyone was like poo-pooing Titanic.
Yeah. And everybody hates Silence of the Lambs, which is my most favorite movie of all time.
I know.
Were you amazed that I put that in there? I threw it in. But I kind of felt confident because I thought there's enough other shitty movies in here.
Nope.
Like, I'm not a movie person. Like, I think it was Haley Sims, and she's like, I'm keeping them all. This one's too hard. And I'm like, really? I'm only keeping one.
I can give or take Rocky. I don't really care. Titanic. I mean, it was an interesting movie, but it was epic. No. I liked Dances with Wolves, but apparently everyone was like, oh my God, it was so boring. And I'm like, oh, I didn't find it boring.
So boring.
But it was a good one. You definitely caused some controversies.
Nobody picked Rain Man and nobody picked
No, someone did pick Rain Man.
Somebody picked Rain Man?
Someone did because they'd never seen it before.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So
kind of fun.
Kind of fun, it was good.
Right?
It was a good one. But guys, this is what we do every week. We do something on our Facebook page. We do stuff on our Instagram. So if you want to check it out, you can go to I Shake My Head. All you have to do is search for us. And we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and we do have a YouTube page now too. And we have two new people who have subscribed, Jennifer B. and Luke's father, YT.
Or Luke's your father, YT.
Okay. And we thank you for subscribing to our YouTube. So that means we're at 84?
Maybe 85.
Ooh, 85. Woohoo! Guys, I want us to get over 100. Like,
this is what I don't understand, Samantha. We have almost 800 people on our Facebook page. If every one of them just went to you to everything and downloaded and subscribed, we would be selling out Madison Square Garden.
Let's not get crazy. Don't get crazy.
Right, but we'd need a separate room at the restaurant to host people.
That's it.
Right? We'd need a second table.
Oh, we would. We would definitely need a second table. But we also have Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2, you get the episode early, an extra episode every month. And we also are with a network called She Podcast, and it's shepodcast.com/ishakemyhead. You can listen to us on that platform. But obviously, guys, wherever you get your podcasts, that's perfectly all right with us. As long as you subscribe and download and go to our YouTube channel and subscribe there. Because if you want to look at us while we're doing the podcast, we sniffle, we sneeze, we yawn, we drink our water. Yeah. So,
I think it kind of brings a fun element to the show.
It's the real deal.
The real Like when we're talking about how we don't get along, you can see that.
Yeah, that's it.
Right? You can see that. And tell your friends.
Yes, tell everybody.
Okay, so this is breaking news. I just found out about this myself. I am going to be busy for the next little while.
Uh-oh.
Remember way back when I used to be part of Forged in Fire?
Oh God!
Right? And I was part of that group, right? Remember?
That's
and I
would like years chop, ago.
Chop. I know, right? And I would chop, 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 and I would forge, and I'd make like a knife, and make like a sword, and all those things. Remember? Uh-huh. I was like really good at forging.
Yes.
So the Kelsey brothers have been asked to forge.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm probably going to be on the show with them.
No, you're not.
I probably will be.
No, you won't.
I'm really good at forging.
No, you're not.
You're going to say, hey, there used to be this podcaster from Canada who was an amazing forger. Right? She would like, remember with the Damascus steel or the chain link fence?
No.
Put it in, burn it, forge, hammer.
Have these two ever forged before?
That's the beauty of forging, right? It's not always about how have you ever done it before. It's about it's in your heart and you want to forge something.
So you don't know if they're going to do it.
Sounds like they're going to.
Really?
Uh-huh. Just like me. I'm going to do it too. I'm going to get back.
No, you're not.
And get back on the horse. Get back on the horse. Remember I did the competition? Remember? Chop, chop, chop. Stab, stab, stab. Remember the blocks of ice? Yeah. Remember I did all that? Remember?
Yeah. You know, I really hated that period of your life.
Why?
That and Wicked Tuna.
That and Wicked Tuna. Now they got a woman on Wicked Tuna.
Oh my God.
I know.
I really hated those two shows when you were like, I can do that. No, you can't.
I think it's time and I can check the tuna and I can tell you how much fat's in it and I can tell you what it's going to cost per pound.
No. No,
right?
No, I need you to not talk about forging and fire.
It's time for me to fire up the forge and bring back the boat.
No. Oh, God damn it.
That's what I'm thinking.
That sucks.
Right? Yes.
Because a part of me will probably want to watch Forged and Fire just to see how they do. But I would need to like.
It's a good show.
Make sure that they were actually doing it.
It's a competition. You've never even watched it. You don't even know.
Are they going to be a judge? Maybe they're going to be judges.
No, they want to forge. They want to make something in fire.
Uh-huh.
Forge in fire.
Fire.
That's what they want to do.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Stay tuned.
So speaking of unrealistic things, apparently the picture of Princess Kate on UK's Mother's Day was a forge jury made by her, apparently.
I don't know.
I suspect that that's a big bunch of hooey because you're not going to get mad when the princess is like, oh, I'm an amateur photographer.
And I sometimes like to edit
I like to edit my own pictures.
Right. Or is she sicker than what people know?
Yep.
And they're not showing what she really looks like right now.
What the fuck is going on with her?
What the fuck, number five? What the fuck? What the fuck?
Because there's so many conspiracy theories out there as to actually what's happening with Kate Middleton.
I know.
And the last picture that got splashed around is she's in a car with Prince William.
And who even knows if that's even real?
Right.
And I saw she was in a car with her mom. It looked like the exact same car, just a different mom. Instead of William, it was her mom.
Right. So who knows if that's not forgery as well?
No. And then that's my question. Is she really, really ill and nobody knows?
It's not good.
Not good. It's a long recovery for.
It is a very long recovery.
Or as what most people say, any type of surgery.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Because when did she go into this? When did
January.
She go?
January.
So if she got a C, if she got her, if she had a hysterectomy, maybe 6 weeks, maybe eight if it was bad.
Maybe.
But she's not supposed to be out in public until like Easter.
Yeah. And if she had a hysterectomy, the world would know that because she had tough pregnancies.
Right.
She's a woman in her early 40s.
We're not allowed, I guess apparently we're not allowed to ask questions because.
Or it could be something more serious.
Which would not be cool.
It would not be cool, right? So I don't know.
We don't need that in our lives.
I don't know. I can't go down that hole.
I'm just saying, I don't believe that she edited the picture.
I don't think she forgot to give her kid a wrist.
No.
Right? And her kid didn't have a wrist.
Okay.
I want Oprah to interview her to get to the bottom of this. Maybe.
Oh, yes. That would be great.
So when we were watching the Oscars, remember last week we had our conversation about the phrase, she looks good for her age.
Yes.
And we hummed and hawed, is it good, is it bad? I said, I don't think it's horrible. You thought maybe it might be, blah, blah, blah. So we're watching the Oscars. They showed Jodie Foster.
Uh-huh.
First thing I said to Mike, I'm like, oh, she looks so good for her age. And then it got me thinking, no, that is bad. Because I'm implying that she's an old lady who just happens to have good genes and happens to look good. What we need to say is she looks good.
She looks good.
She does look good.
She does look good.
And her age doesn't matter.
No.
She looks really good.
Yeah.
She looks really, really, really good.
So now you understand why I thought the phrase was bad.
Right. And I never did.
You look
think
good for your age. Because I'm 102 inside.
Right. Because you're automatically assuming, not you, because you're never assuming that they're younger.
No.
You're assuming that they're older.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. She has good genes. I think you can say that.
For sure. And she's kept herself well and she's healthy and whatever. Right. But even if she had all the wrinkles in the world, she would still be Jodie Foster.
Who's amazing.
Who's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing, Samantha. So yeah. I think we need to ban that phrase.
We're going to ban the phrase.
Guess what? You just look good.
You just look good. You look fabulous.
Good, you either look good or you don't. Yeah. That's where we are.
Better yet, the phrase, you look a little tired.
Oh, I hate that phrase too. Right? You didn't sleep well last night, did you? I had a great sleep. Why? Right? It's like, remember when I was concerned that I thought I had Italian heritage in my genealogy? I'm like, I think I come somewhere along the line from a Nona, because Nona's always had dark eyes.
Yes.
And I'm like, I feel there's some Nona in me. Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Yeah. You look tired. I don't think
you look tired.
Or, you're not feeling good today? No. Why? I feel fine. Oh.
Don't.
You're a little pale. You coming down with something? I don't think so.
Oh. So bad. So bad. Oh. People, exactly. Think before you speak.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I remind myself that constantly. Still doesn't help, but you know.
You need to like have it stapled to your forehead or something.
Especially when I've had enough. Like, and then I'm like, all bets are off. Gloves are off.
Right. Watch out. Watch out.
Going in.
The reign of terror is about to take over.
Mouth is open and she's talking.
Like I said, the minute you turn 50, I'm like, oh, here we go.
Oh, God, she's only gonna get worse.
She's been waiting to get to 50.
I've been waiting for so long to just be like,
what the fuck? All right. And I feel you take full advantage of it.
Yeah, you know.
Right.
Got to have a little fun in your life.
You definitely do it, Samantha.
All right. I am now officially shaking my head.
Okay. Why? What are we shaking at?
At people still fascinated and obsessed about Taylor Swift and Travis.
Oh, God. I'm so over them.
Yeah. I'm happy that they're still together. I think that's great. But yeah. I think we need to dial it back a smidge and kind of just let them live their life. And I don't want to hear anything about it until, you know, something big happens.
They get married.
Yeah. You know.
Right? Yeah. Like,
because they're not. Because I get it. People are obsessed and then they go after Taylor or they go after him. Just let them live their lives. It's rich lives. I mean, it's not totally, like it's your life or my life. It's rich lives.
Yeah.
With, you know, fantastical things like a private jet. And
exactly.
But I don't feel it's normal or. Not normal. I don't know if it's the proper behavior to constantly monitor someone's use of their plane and then try to figure out where they are moment of every day.
It's weird.
I don't understand that. Why are you tracking her plane?
Right.
And I don't get that. I don't understand.
What difference does it make? You don't even know her. So stop tracking her.
Well, what are you going to do when you figure out where they are or she is and her plane is? Like, what are you going to do about that?
I don't know. It just seems weird.
It just seems odd.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, enough is enough, people. What I do need people to get excited about is that tomorrow she launches her Eras Tour on Disney.
Oh, yes, she does.
And you get to watch it.
If this year's Oscars.
Right. I think it's great because now if you're a Disney person and you've got the channel, you can watch it for free.
There you go. You've already seen it, though.
I know, but I'd watch again.
You'd watch it again?
It was a good concert.
It was. It was too long. Not watching.
You think everything is too long.
Most things in my life are too long.
If it's not Anne Murray, it's too long.
Everything's based on how long Anne Murray would have performed for. It's too long now. 100%, right?
But that's what I'm shaking my head at. Just leave the two T's alone and just let them live their life, please.
Let them be. What is so exciting, though?
Oh, don't start.
Let's talk about the American election. No. Dear America, you've gone mad.
You have lost your ever-loving mind.
You have lost your brains.
What I think is hilarious is the woman who was the rebuttal to, what was it? Yeah. The State of the Union.
The State of the Union.
The rep from Alabama.
I think it was Alabama, yeah.
Yeah, Alabama senator. Yeah. She was a bad representation.
They spoofed her on Saturday Night Live and they called her like it was like the kitchen rep or something, right? It's like,
why was she talking from her kitchen?
Why are you in your kitchen? Why are you in your kitchen? Right? Oh my God. It's so, I don't know.
And then she referenced stuff that wasn't true. Right. And then she tried to blame Biden for it and it wasn't true. And then she had to like backpedal days after and I'm like, Jesus, stop. Who put you up to this?
Like, just tap out and stop. But I don't know what America's going to do because there's no good pick now.
No, because we don't have a good pick either.
No. And it was funny because our friends from the Brilliant Observations podcast, Melissa mentioned it. And she said, until America wants to give some of these other people better jobs in the Senate, this is what we're stuck with, right?
Right.
And I'm like, right, you got Pete Buttigieg in charge of your roads. And he's like a pretty smart guy. Right? Maybe Pete could do something. Pete ran in the last election, but this election, the Democrats decided that they wanted Biden. Nobody ran against him.
Nope.
So I don't know. It's weird. I don't get it, but it's going to be a shit show.
Oh God, it's going to be so bizarre.
But then it's funny, right? Because Trump is such a monster, right? And such a that type of guy. But then today I saw a TikTok and he was with his granddaughter and his granddaughter was showing her grandpa her desk at kindergarten.
Oh.
And he bent down, he gave her a little kiss and he was like so caring and doting. And I'm like, oh my God, like good publicity stunt. Like tugging at the heartstring right there.
Yep, because they're going to make him look like a good, caring grandpa.
Right. And he totally looked like he was holding her hand and they were walking together.
Oh,
and
my
I'm
God.
Like, oh, it got me for sure. I'm like, look at you with a good side.
Oh, my God.
Chill and do horrible things to all those around you.
The PR people of the world.
Right. They got paid good money to do that.
They did.
They paid some big bucks. They got paid some big, big bucks. Well, I don't know. If I'm American, who do you pick? Do I pick Sleepy Joe? Do I pick Crazy Don? I don't know.
There is arguments for both sides. I think that
this must be the one election where you don't vote based on who's running. You must just go based on the politics only of the party.
Maybe.
Right? Like I don't know. I'm watching it though. I'm in it to win it.
I know.
All over it.
Okay, but speaking of weird things that are happening in the States. There's a case of bubonic plague in New Mexico, and it took the life of a man from Lincoln, apparently. He died of the bubonic plague.
I thought that was
an ancient virus that apparently has come back over the last couple of years. There's been cases of it, but no one's died since 2020 or 2021. And I'm like, oh, that's good news.
Because people spit.
What circle of hell is this?
It's because people spit.
Because
there's a
bunch of critters. Because of rodents. Ugh. It's disgusting.
That's gross.
It's disgusting.
So disgusting.
I'm like, what is going on?
Why? Like, what? Did we not learn anything from COVID?
We didn't learn anything from like the last time we had the bubonic plague.
Right. We didn't learn anything from the black plague. We didn't learn anything from the white plague. We didn't learn anything from Ring Around the Rosie. Like nothing. Right?
Oh my God.
It's not good.
No.
Oh.
Steep people.
I feel we don't need the, I feel anything that ends in plague, we don't need in our life again.
No.
Right?
That's bad enough. The measles are coming back.
Yes, right?
There's cases of measles in Canada.
I know. Do you remember being a Gen X kid and you'd be in like grade three and your class would just be called out to the hall and everybody would get their vaccination?
Yes.
Your mother, your mama didn't sign no note. Your daddy didn't sign no note. The teacher said you get the shot and out. The lady came with the big needle and gave you a shot.
It was part of going to school.
You're going to go to school. You're going to get this shot.
Right.
Right? And nobody cared. Nobody cared back then. You just got your shot and didn't give people infectious diseases.
Yeah.
That's what Gen X didn't do. We didn't give people infectious disease. Right? We didn't do that. Our parents got us our shots, so we wouldn't contribute to that.
Yes, because we were the kids that nobody knew about.
Nobody knew about. Nobody cared about. They cared about you, but from afar.
Far away.
From far away. So yes, let the school take care of their shot. Yeah, for sure.
Tammy, because they believe
their shots.
Because they believed that the school system knew what they were doing. Right. So back in the day, that's how we functioned as, because we didn't know any better. This is what we did.
That's right.
Obviously, it's decades later. Things are different.
Right.
Things have changed. That's fine.
But you should still get your shots.
But we still made it through.
Still made it through, right? But that's the thing, right? That the okay, we're not even going to get started on that topic.
No,
it's that's just a whatever circle of trouble.
Yeah, because this is just how we grew up, and it's different now. It's totally different now. The parents now, oh my God, you must be in constant state of worry,
or something.
Like, because you're just worried about everything.
That's why we couldn't be parents today. Because guess what? We don't have enough worry in us.
We don't.
I barely have enough worry in me for me. You don't have enough worry in you for me and you, let alone, and that's just a friend, let alone enough worry for and a someone else.
Somebody else. Right? There
there's,
you go.
There's just no leftover worry. After I'm done with my worry, I got no leftover worry for you.
Right.
Right. So here's your key. Lock up after you leave. Right. If you and I were friends, we would bring back the Gens. It would all come back, Gen X. Right? We would have instituted it, right?
I always knew that I did not want to be a parent.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
I never had the urge to do that.
I never had the urge. I never wanted to decide who was going to actually get the shoes at the end of the paycheck. Right?
Oh, yeah. That's true.
The whole goal of being a parent, I'm assuming, is can you put the needs of somebody else ahead of you? No.
No.
No. And that should be the question. If you can't answer that with a big, a resounding yes, step aside.
Yeah, you should not have children. Babies. Yeah.
Right? Let somebody else have those babies.
Trust me, there's lots of people who want to have babies.
Yeah, right?
So. Yeah.
It was not us.
No, it was not.
It's not us.
Okay, guys, we want your feedback. Yes, we do. I talk about this every week, and I really, really do want you guys to give us feedback. So you could send your comments to our Gmail account, which is ismhead@gmail.com, or you could message us through Instagram or through our Facebook. You can just send us a message.
Consistent with their message. Big shout out to Carol. Carol always sends us a message.
Carol always messages
and
us.
And Andrea always tells us a message too.
Yes. It's right. Great. There are some very regular people who do that for us. So thank you so much for doing that. It would be nice to hear from, some other people.
Yeah, there's 700 of you.
And just a reminder, guys, that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. We want to thank John for putting together our episode and all of that he does for us.
Yes, we do. What else we got to add, Samantha?
That's it, Lisa. I'm all talked out now.
I hate that. I hate that. I hate that we're all talked out. I could find random topics to talk about.
I'm sure you could.
Right? Because stay tuned, friends of the podcast, because you might see Lisa and Sam in a car one day soon.
Woohoo!
Talking about some random general shit.
Yeah, we're going to throw it out there.
I got the bug, right? When I came up, I stumbled upon that clip. And maybe we'll get the HHG back in the backseat again.
Oh, well, maybe. She's not as nimble as she once was. So.
She's not, right? She's a bit older, right? I think we kidnapped her that day.
I think we did.
She didn't know that was happening. But anyways, right? You never know, right? You just never know what we're going to do.
That's true.
Always looking for new things to do, Samantha. All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.